In the scripture we read today, we hear a different reaction to those of our other nativity story characters. Simeon is not surprised in the sense that he didn't know that something was coming. He was expecting God to do something. He was anticipating the consolation of Israel. He may not have known how, but he was sure that something was coming. So when the Messiah is carried in as a baby in Mary's arms, the only surprise was how God brought hope and consolation, not that he did. And his reaction is that he has now seen. He's seen the light of the world, and this has shown him that God is near. So how do we find a way to tap into Simeon's experience of Christmas? Firstly, be on the lookout for the light Simeon lives with. He lives with this mystery, this secret knowledge. He would see the Messiah. This prayerful expectancy allowed him to live differently from even other Jews who had also heard the prophecies. He expected help for Israel. He lived with the conviction that at any moment he would see what God would do. He was aware of the darkness around him, the oppression of his people, power being abused, people suffering, economic hardship. He knew darkness. And so he continuously recognized the need for light. The Lord of the Rings epic tale tells the story of good and evil, of darkness and light. And one of the characters, Gollum, becomes consumed by his addiction to the ring and then adapts to darkness and evil to such an extent that the light is no longer alluring, appealing, warm, or even comforting. He fears it. This can happen to us too. We can become accustomed to the darkness, even start preferring it. The darkness of addiction, of bitterness, of evil, of resentment, fear, jealousy, corruption. We can become trapped by it. But it doesn't have to be this way. Not if we live like Simeon on the lookout for light, longing for the fulfillment of God's promise, prayerfully expectant, eager and open to have him shine into every corner of our lives and through us as we get to be part of his story of light. I recall the lyrics of Leonard Cohen's song, "Ring the bells that still can ring, forget your perfect offering. There's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in." But there's someone who wants to help us be on the lookout, who encourages our anticipation. And this brings us to the second realization, that we can follow the one who is the light. Three times in two verses, it refers to Simeon's relationship with the Holy Spirit. And we get a glimpse of how it is possible for him to be present to what God is doing in his life and for the world. First one, "And the Holy Spirit was on him." And then the Holy Spirit had shown him. And then, led by the Spirit, he entered the temple. Simeon had the Spirit, who is God's personal presence, show him the light. He could see because his eyes were made to see. Yes, he had agency in surrendering to being led and guided, but it was his companion who brought him to the light. Ephesians 5 verse 14 says, "Wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." Christ shone on Simeon because he allowed the Spirit to show him the light. He was awakened, newly aware, sensitized to see the light. We do not follow an unknown God. We follow him who has proven himself to be loving and giving and gracious and faithful. Just like Simeon, we know he will lead us to the light. So let's follow him into temples, into fields, into palaces, through deserts, all the way to the manger to see. How do we walk in true companionship with the Spirit, following him and attentively listening to him? By being prayerfully expectant, turned to him, anticipating his engaging presence, and believing that he will keep drawing us in. And then we can begin to recognize the light. The light, Jesus, brings the awareness of God's intervention into humanity's desolation for our sake, but also for our country, our society, our world. The light, Jesus, is the revelation of who God is, both to those who grew up in a tradition of seeking him, as well as those who meet him for the first time. The light is the glorification of the story of God's people that we get to be part of. It has great meaning. We have value because we are his, and he is victorious over every bit of darkness. The warmth of his light brings healing, comfort, truth, life. So if you are in the darkness of great loss, he will comfort you as you mourn, and he will lead you to wholeness one step at a time. If you are in the darkness of divorce, he will lead you through it. In some cases, he may facilitate reconciliation, or he may help you recognize that you don't have to start building your life again on your own. You have a community. You belong because you are his. If you are in the darkness of sickness or physical pain or struggling with anxiety or depression, he will be your consoling companion, sitting next to your bed or with his hand around your shoulders, never leaving your side, always reminding you that you are cared for and that you are loved. In the darkness of evil structures and corrupt leadership, God will not stand apathetic or disengaged, but will continue to find ways through which to intervene and restore. Yes, there is darkness, but as John 1 verse 5 says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. The darkness you are experiencing cannot overcome the light that has been given to you in Jesus. No loneliness or fear or addiction or mistake can drown out this light that has come to you and I on Christmas. So today, as we wait on Christmas Day, the birth of our friend and Savior Jesus, we may acknowledge the pain and sadness and difficulties we have experienced this year, or those we may be currently experiencing. We don't need to minimalize it or ignore it and pretend that everything is just okay. But we ask God to awaken us to his light this Christmas. We ask him to make us sensitive to see. Prayerfully expectant, we wait because we know his light will pierce all and every bit of darkness. Our Savior and Messiah has been born. Darkness cannot overcome him. Let's pray together. Jesus, we want to see and experience and accept your light into our lives. Thank you that no bit of darkness can overwhelm you. Lord, we want to stand in your light, see your light this Christmas. Thank you that you were born for us. Amen. Receive the blessing of the Lord. The love of God our Father, the friendship and the grace of Jesus Christ his Son, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit is with us. Amen.